78 in the first round. Coming back here tonight, talk to us about your ride.
You know, I had a horse of Corco's called Flash Card Champ, and you know, I knew he was good. Last time I got on him, he kind of got the first advantage on me. He got the first lick on me and beat me out of the chute, so I owed him something for it.
Well, payback is, and you couldn't have found a better place down here than the Ram National Circuit Finals. Talk to us about being here.
True. You know, this is a great opportunity to come and represent Texas and be proud of your state and your area you're from, and to come and win a big pocket of change, too, and just try to win this whole deal and be the National Circuit team and National Circuit bareback riding champ.
That's right. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck here, coming back here, making it back to the 8th round. Congratulations.
Muchas gracias.
All right, guys, that was Clint Canyon, and a great guy. We look forward to seeing him at a lot more events, and, you know, he's just he's focused. We're going to see him back here in the championship round this evening. Well, we'll see him back here in the round of 8. So what's going to happen here this afternoon, fans, the top 8 in each event will be competing. Now, the scores have been wiped clean. It's a fresh start with the top 8. That have qualified out of the two performances they had in each round. So, you know, you guys have got to stay with us here with this bracket down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals, but I'm telling you, it's going to be an exciting matchup, and we're going to talk about it here on our rodeo wrap-up report, discussing the championship rounds, and we'll have interviews with the winners, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. Now, going down to the steer wrestling, we had some pretty good runs down here. Unfortunately, Luke Branquino had a run of 10-3, and I'm not even sure if that was enough to get him back in the championship round. We saw a lot of changes here happen today, guys. The contestants, the guys were out really running hard. We saw quite a few broken barriers today. We saw a lot of head catches that were missed down in the tie-down. You know, these guys are really out here pushing their buttons. But going to the steer wrestling, 4.8 was the winning time down here. John Raggetts with the Great Lakes Circuit was able come out here as your round winner here in the fourth performance. So let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with John.
John, 4-8 here tonight in the Steer Wrestling. Talk to us about what it was like for you down here in this run.
Oh, it was a great run. I was lucky enough to come down here and get on Stock and Gray's good horse that Jim Mudd owns, and just had a pretty good steer this round, and felt I just got by him all right and snuck in there and won a little bit of go-around money.
Yeah, well, that was about what it was about for you here tonight. I know you were a little long last night, so we won't be able to see you back here in the 8. But, hey, you've got a long career here ahead of you, and we look forward to seeing you back. Now, this is not your first time here at the Ram National Circuit Funds, right?
No, sir. Actually, I was at Pocatello twice, and this is my second year here. It's second time at Oklahoma City, and it's great. Sure, it's a great facility here, and everything's real nice, and all the accommodations are just great.
What's it like for you to represent the Great Lakes Circuit?
Oh, it's great. You know, I sure wish I could have done a better job, but, you know, I guess it means something. That's something I think a guy's got to take a little bit of pride in, too, you know, when he gets down here, maybe not just for you, but also for you representing your circuit, so you want to kind of make sure you do as good as you can for them, too.
That's right. Well, good luck down the road. We look forward to seeing you this summer.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, that was John Raggetts, your winner in the steer wrestling here this afternoon for the fourth performance. So, we do look forward to seeing him later on here this summer as we get out there to these rodeos and, you know, we get to catch up with a lot of these guys once again. So we've got the steer wrestling. We've got the bareback underway, wrapped up. The round of 8 will be coming back, and we're going to see them here in just a little bit, folks. Make sure to stay tuned. We're going to take a short break when we come back. It's more rodeo action right here on the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With buck and shoot crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Making 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Making8Rodeo.com.
All right, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report as we get things underway in the tie-down roping. So, here we go with some of the fast times, and, you know, I was really surprised that we did not see any 8-second runs down here. You know, we talk a lot about it here in the rodeo world, but you know, when we're talking about tie down, we talk about making 8. These guys want to try to make that 8 seconds. Usually if they do, it's going to put them in the money. Well, we had none of that here this afternoon with these 12 contestants that were coming in. Now, I will say we did have a lot of broken barriers down here, and we saw a lot of guys that missed on their heading as they tried to go out there and catch these calves. And the reason why is because these guys were pushing themselves so hard to be able to make that final 8 to be back here. It either works out for you or it doesn't. For one guy, it did work out for him, Tim Farr. He had a run of 9.3. Now, he's actually representing the Southeast Circuit. Let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with Tim.
All right, Tim Farr, talk to us about your run that you had here tonight.
I wasn't just extremely pleased with it. I kind of got hung up in the saddle and bobbed my tie a little bit, and probably cost me coming back. But any time you can have trouble and win 1,000, it's a pretty good day.
Well, that's right. You know, I guess it comes down to some of the other guys struggling here today as well. A lot of guys are pushing the barrier, trying to get in there. I know you were one of those guys. You had a decent run. Unfortunately, we won't see you back here to that eight-man round. But I know you've got a lot of plans here this summer. And what's it like for you to be down here representing the Southeast Circuit?
Well, this is a big opportunity. You know, it's huge. You come up here in the middle of the states, and there's a lot of people here. Money is outstanding. It's a big deal. You know, it's one of those things. If you go back home with a truck, then everybody knows you.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know, the great thing about it is you'll be able to get back there to the circuits and start running more rodeos down that way, and hopefully we'll get a chance to maybe break out a little bit. I know we just heard you say that you're kind of on the fence whether or not you're going to break out and hit some of those other shows.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's real hard to take off from home, especially with the family. You got to have a lot of people that go with you, and it's expensive to go. And, you know, right there at home, it's safe. I almost got the circuit finals made, and it's April. So, you know, I'm kind of deciding, do I want to go out west and try to make some big money in NFR, or do I want to try to win the circuit? I'm just kind of sitting on the fence right now.
Well, there you go. Talk to us about your run down there in the Southeast. You've had a big win already down there at Lake City and a couple others, right?
Yes, sir. Most of it, I got to lay on my horse. That's one of the best horses I've ever rode in my life, and I raised her. I'm the only one that's ever put runs on her. And she's been so good to me that there's no way to replace her.
There you go. Well, good luck to you down this summer run, and hopefully we'll see you back here again next year.
Thank you very much. I hope so.
All right, guys, that was Tim Farr, your winner today in the tie-down roping. Now, he was 12.3 in his first round. I don't believe that's going to be enough to get him back here in that eight-man round, so I don't believe we're going to see him later on this evening. Now, going down the saddle bronc, we had a lot of talented guys down here. We had the Wright brothers. Jake Wright was here competing this afternoon. We also had Jacobs Crowley, which I do want to make mention. Jacobs, when he was on his run, he had Boogie Shoes and Mobetta, and it was a rank horse. And when he came off, he landed square on his head. The arena went kind of silent for a few minutes as Jacobs down there, he was kind of knocked out. But we did see him get up, and, you know, he was not quite sure he was still in Oklahoma City, but he was able to get up and get out. He did make enough to qualify and make it back to the eight-man round. I'm not sure what his health is going to do. We'll have to find out here for later on with you when we get back into the arena, and we'll let you know what's going on there. Another guy that we have to talk about, Tyos Muncy. Now, Tyos actually won the first round with a score of 85. He came back here today with a score of 82, and that was enough to get him back as the performance winner. So we were able to catch up with Tyos once again. Here's a listen, take a listen to his interview.
All right, Tyos, talk to us about your ride here tonight. You had Shasta. Do you know anything about him?
Yeah, I knew what Shasta was. I was real excited to have it. Usually, I don't think has that duck and right out of there. That horse dang sure had a move there, and I thought, man, I'm gonna hit the ground. And luckily, I fell back in my saddle somehow, and then was able to finish it off pretty good. But yeah, it was kind of scary there. I thought for sure I was gonna hit the dirt, but I got by her and. Heck, I'd like to take that horse everywhere.
Yeah, it sure was. It was a good-looking ride. Now, you're 82 tonight. You're 82 or 85 in the first round, so that gives you a pretty good lead coming into it. But, the scores are kind of erased. Now, what's your take going into the eight-man round and then the four-man, hopefully?
Just the same routine, you know, just stick to the basics and just the same thing. Just, you know, it's a clean slate, so now we're just going to get into the some rank horses and then the – I'll have the top four horses that are here, you know, and it'll be good watching. I'm just tickled to be able to be here and ride against these guys.
You bet. Well, it's good to watch you. Good luck here in the afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, that was Tyos Muncy, your winner in the saddle bronc here this evening with a score of 82. Like I said, he had 85 going in, so he was already the round winner there on Thursday. And here again, we see him back there in the media room and in the winner circle. So, congratulations, Tyos, and we look forward to seeing him back here in the eight-man round. Now, going down to the team roping, here was a couple young guys that we were able to catch up with, and they had a great run. These are two Colorado Cowboys we're going to talk about, one being from Pueblo, the other one being from La Junta. And, you know, it was great to catch up with these two guys. Both of them are actually fairly young. And one of them actually has had some experience at the big shows there at the Wrangler National Finals. So let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with Jay Tuttle and Shay Carroll, your winner of the team roping with a score of 5.2.
Okay, guys, the winner of the team roping, Jay Tuttle and Shay, what's your last name?
Carroll.
Shay Carroll. So talk to us about this run here that you guys had tonight, Shay.
We knew we had a really good steer. I think he was a great chance. And my header did an awesome job, got the barrier sharp, roped him sharp. The steer stepped left, which forced me to take a faster shot than I normally would. But we got a quick finish, and it was a good run.
There you go. Now, is this your first time here?
This is my first time.
What's it like for you to be down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals?
One of my best friends came last year, and he thought it was a great experience, so I was really looking forward to it, and it lived up to what I thought it'd be.
Well, good luck, and hopefully we'll see you back here next year. Now, Jay, this is your first time actually competing with Shay, and of course, he just gave you a pretty good compliment here and talking about what it's like for you, but you know, you've got a lot of experience competing at some of these bigger events, right?
That's right. Yeah, I've been to the Dodge Circuit Finals four other times, and you know, it's sure a great rodeo, and just glad to be here.
Well, talk to us about what it was like for you to back in that box there and what you guys had coming out.
Well, we had a really good steer on our first one, and unfortunately I missed him. Kind of made us have to go at the second go-around. We drew another pretty good steer. Like Shay said, we knew his pattern was to come out and kind of go left, so kind of made us really have to go at him, and Shay just did a great job of healing him fast.
Well, good, and, you know, unfortunately we're not going to see you back here in the eight-man, but, you know, that day money is always nice and send you back home to Colorado. Now, what are your plans here for the summer?
I'll probably stay around my circuit there and hit a lot of circuit rodeos and go to some amateur rodeos and just kind of stay closer to home. I have a business there I need to take care of and just kind of stay closer to the house.
Well, good luck to you. Hopefully we'll see you down the road.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, that was Jay Tuttle and Shay Carroll, your winners in the team roping with a 5.2 today. Not able to get back because they missed yesterday. Or missed Thursday, but a 5.2 run today, was able to give them some day money and send them back there to Colorado feeling pretty good going into into these next few events that'll be coming up. So we're going to take another break, fans. When we come back, we got some barrel racing to talk about, and of course we've got your favorite, your bull ride. So stay tuned right here to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report from the Ram National Circuit Finals, performance number 4.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Hay Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Hay Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up with Making Eight Rodeo Network on KWBY 98.5, 107.9, and Making8Rodeo.com.
Brittany, talk to us about your run here tonight.
I had to change some things up on my run today. My horse has, like, not been wanting to get over for the second barrel, so I carried a whip in my hand and kind of got him over, and it seemed to help a lot, and so hopefully that'll make him strong for coming back for tonight.
That's right. You won today's round. We're going to see you back here tonight. What are you looking into going into it?
Just fast runs. That's all there. First place. That's what I'm going to go for.
Riding for first.
Yeah, no safety and out today or tonight.
There you go. Well, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here. You're representing Texas, am I right?
Yes, and I saw right before the barrel race that we're in second. So I hope that I pushed him up.
But, well, there you go. You may have that Texas pride there, you know. But it's a great opportunity for you to be representing the Texas circuit down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals, right?
Oh yes. You know how us Texans are. We're super proud.
It's all about the pride. Well, good luck to you tonight.
Thank you.
All right, guys. That was your performance round four winner, Brittany Posey, in the barrel racing. And, I got to say, it was really exciting to watch her out here run and, you know, to see such talent down here like Nancy Hunter, who we saw just win Houston down here a couple weeks ago. Brittany's up here representing Texas. She's got the Texas pride, and she's out here to win it. And you can bet that she's going to be running hard this afternoon. So look forward to seeing her this evening and, as well as many others. Now, sliding down to the bull riding. We had an interesting day. Now, last Thursday, for the first performance for these guys, we had two qualified rides. Bryce Brown with a score of 78, John Young with a score of 83. Today, as it would turn out, going down the list, we had Bryce Brown with a score of 68. He was the first one to actually ride two bulls during these four performances. Then we had John Young came out, and I mean, he had a great bull from Painted Pony, Million Dollar Man, and scored 86 points today. But another notable that we do have to mention, Lane Frost's cousin, Joe Frost. Now, this guy is cowboy to the core. This guy does roping. He'll team rope. He'll calf rope. He'll do just a little bit of everything. He came out with a run of 79 points. Now, pretty much, we only had, five or six qualified rides coming into today. So I believe that they are going to take that 79 might just be enough. I'm not 100%. We'll have to go back and tally up the scores here and find out who's going to make that eight-man run. But I will say, Joe Frost, it was great to see him out here ride the way he did. And he did have a great bull, missing parts from Car Pro Rodeo, and got the job done with 79 points. But your winner tonight was John Young. And, of course, he had won round one. Now, we were not able to catch up with him in round one as he was, he kind of beat feet on us, and we had a hard time tracking him down, but we were able to catch him today. And let's take a listen to this interview with John.
All right, so John Young, talk to us about the ride you had here tonight. I know it's a pretty good score, 86.
Yeah, good bull of, I think it's Painted Horses. I don't remember his brand, but I mean, perfect what I want to get on. Out there a couple and around left away from my hand, and for sure just a good bull to get on.
Well, it sure enough looked good. Now, you also scored 83, I believe it was, on Thursday, 84 on Thursday. So that puts you in a pretty good position here. You won a little bit of money and feeling pretty good going into the eight-man round, right?
Yes, sir. I feel great. I'm going to go see a sports medicine here and live in their room for a while and get my groin healed up or get it feeling good, and then be ready for the semifinals and hopefully the final round too.
Yeah, that's right. Well, talk to us a little about what it's like for you to be down here with the to represent the circuit. This is your first time here at the Ram Circuit Finals, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm from the Great Lakes Circuit, and I won my circuit, so I made it here on those qualifications, and it's just a blessing that I'm here. Like I said, I just found out Monday if I was going for sure or not because of my groin, and I got the MRI results back, and they said it's torn, but you can go ahead and get on. And so we just are toughing it out and, you know, trying to ride these last two bulls that we're going to get on.
True grit. Well, I'll tell you, it's great to see somebody like you down here, young guy. You're still riding on your permit down here, correct?
That is correct, yep. This is my second year on my permit, and then hopefully I'll buy my car next year and be ready to hit the road.
Break out and go for a world championship, right?
That's what we're going to shoot for. I mean, for sure the NFR and hopefully, you know, the rookie too. And, yeah, man, the world championship will be just fine with me.
Uh-oh. I think those other PRCA bull riders better look out. John Young is coming. Well, congratulations. We look forward to seeing you here later on.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, that was John Young. your winner. And actually, you know, this guy really stands out. He's one of the only two guys to ride both of his bulls down here already. So he's riding consistent. He's got a great streak going. You know, the bulls are going to step up. It's going to be a tougher challenge here going into the eight-man round and, of course, the final four if you make it that far. So look forward to seeing what's going to break out here this evening. The performance starts here in about 2 hours. So we're going to go grab us a bite to eat, get reared up and ready to go for a lot more rodeo action here this evening. We've got Chris Cagle that will be performing afterwards. So we've got a whole lot of rodeo coming your way. Now, as far as our rodeo wrap-up report, we're going to bring that to you tomorrow evening. We're going to have some round winners, some interviews with the champions here down at the Ram National Circuit Finals from Oklahoma City. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to Making Eight. I also want to send a special thanks out to all of our sponsors down here. You know, everybody has been so great, and it's been so nice to work with so many great professionals down here in the industry. I also want to send a special thanks. The pictures that you're finding on Making Eight Network Facebook fan page are coming from none other than Mrs. Making Eight, as she has been down here, and she has captured some great footage. We hope that you guys enjoy it. Go check them out at making8rodeo.com. Check under our photo gallery. We'll have them all listed there, and you guys can go back and kind of see how things have developed here in these first four rounds. But like we said, the slate is wiped clean. The scoreboard is now empty. We're going to see who out of these eight can make it to the final four. And from there, it's going to be a winner-take-all. So these guys have got a lot of pride. They're representing their circuits down here. We're going to talk about the circuits in our wrap-up show tomorrow, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to making8rodeo.com. Until then, enjoy your day. Enjoy the rodeo action that's going on down here at the Ram National Circuit Finals. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in with Making Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn